Joining us now, my dear buff, pal, my friend, who's probably mad at me right now, the great Daryl Strawberry joins us. Daryl, it's the Carton Show, Big Mac. How you been, buddy?
Hey, Daryl.
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good. Not good. The Mets stink.
Well, of course, right now they do. I'm just kind of like upset with the whole New York media bashing the Mets.
Okay.
You know, I'm a Met. I love the Mets. They are in a transition right now. They definitely have to get a new manager. They have to get somebody in there where the players can have a great deal of respect for. And I think you look at the managers that's out there, and people say, well, these guys haven't managed before. Albert Pujols, Carlos Beltran. I think those type of guys are someone that's going to have to come in and make a difference for this organization.
Dar, we had Wally Backman in the studio yesterday, and there was a teammate of yours. A guy like Wally Backman makes sense for you, a tough-nosed type of dude, or no?
I think it's about the guys that have played not so long ago, that's been around the game, that understands the analytics, because we didn't play under the analytics.
Right.
It was different. We just played raw baseball. We went out there to beat the brakes off of you and didn't matter about anything else. But I think the game has changed so much, and I think you're going to need guys like Albert Pujols, who have played, has had success, is going to the Hall of Fame, or Carlos Beltran, another guy that's a great player that's going into the Hall of Fame. And I think the players that are coming up and the players that are there will respect guys like that because of what they have accomplished.
What was your thought on, and again, I know you're in St. Louis, you don't follow this as closely as we do, doing this every single day, but a story came out from Eric Chavez yesterday on a podcast that when he was here last year, not this year, that Juan Soto was completely detached from the rest of the team, and a number of times, you know, he'd come in from right field and go right into the batting cage area, you know, not in the dugout area, and sit on a couch and wait till he was either on deck or to go back to the outfield. And nobody did anything about it. To the contrary, they coddled him. As a guy that obviously played with emotions on his sleeve, would you have tolerated that if one of your best players acted like that?
I don't think none of us would back in the days that we played, because we had great leaders, Hernandez, Carter, Ray Knight. I think right now the leadership on the ball club, nobody's just stepping up. And Mindy did a great job with what, and he took the fall for everybody.
Right.
And I think you have to have players that have played the game at the highest level that will come in there and be managers, and they will hold everybody responsible. I think that's going to be the biggest difference for this organization in the change. You're going to have to bring somebody in there where they do have a great deal of respect for it. Not saying that they didn't have it for Mindy, but I think when they see guys that have played and done it well, you have respect for that. And I think that was really like the next step for them, is to get to that place like that. I know a lot of people are giving them a lot of heat, giving the ownership a lot of heat, giving David a lot of heat, but I think they are in a rebuilding process. I like the young players they have in this farm system. I've seen a lot of the younger players they have. If you can blend them in with a couple of veteran ball players and get some experience under some of the guys that's coming up, the young pitchers that they have now, they got some good young arms, and it's going to take a minute. I mean, I remember coming up in 83, and we were terrible. It was all about a business to some of the former players that were on the team that were on their way out and didn't really care that much. And then we started to rebuild, and we started to bring the younger players up and put it together with guys like Hernandez, Carter, and Knight, and we became a winner. We became a winner every year, and we became a group. And I think that's really what it's going to take for them to really move forward. I see everybody bashing them, and, you know,
It's hard not to.
I mean, Daryl, you can understand the frustration. I mean, they have the second or first highest payroll in the sport. They got rid of a group that, yes, as you said, didn't win a championship and hadn't put back-to-back playoff series together, but did go to the NLCS a couple years ago. And they brought in a group where they brought in a bunch of different guys, and this team is awful right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can understand the frustration, and it's not easy to see the farm system the way you have. We see a team where they made a bunch of different changes, and none of them worked, and they are currently one of the worst teams in the sport.
I understand that, and they did make some changes and lose some key players. But think about it. It's hard to get back to the National League Championship Series. Mm-hmm. Not that easy. We got there. We lost in 88. We won in 86. And that's just the way the game is. It's very challenging. And at some point, you have to start rebuilding. You have to develop your farm system, because your farm system is going to be the team that's going to get you to the championship. You think about the Astros when they rebuilt their whole farm system. Everybody was laughing at them, but they played those guys. But look what happened. Mm-hmm. They all became well at what they were doing together, and they started to win together. And I think the younger they get, the better they're going to be.
Well, Dow, we're up against a break here. I appreciate you checking in. I appreciate the text, obviously. And hopefully you're right. This team.
We're hoping you're right.
You're looking 83. What people don't forget about the 86 Mets is that, yes, the makings of that start in 83. But, you know, Keith Hernandez was here in 83. But you also had guys like Rusty Staub that were still here. Dave Kingman was still here. George Foster was obviously was still here. But, you know, Mookie came. You came. Wally Backman, I'm pretty sure, came then as well. So, yes, the makings were 3 years, really. 85 was a great year, just didn't make the playoffs because there's no expansion yet. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying is right. I think the last thing for you, Darryl, is that I don't think today there's a Met fan alive that believes that David Stearns is the right GM to take the Mets from 83 to 86 the way you guys did. And I think that's the disconnect right now with this team and the fan base.
Well, it's probably disconnect right now with the team because they – expectations were high coming into the season.
Right.
And you got to remember, when you lose key players like Lindor and Soto, those are the key players in your lineup. Those are the guys that you have to have out there every day performing, because they're going to be the ones to help the younger players get better. And once you get to that place with those guys and these younger players playing together, then the pieces will start to fall into places. I think a lot of times you have to go through this whole ordeal of hard time first in baseball, especially playing in New York.
That's right.
And then you build with these guys, and you have these veteran players, because they're not going anywhere. They got long-term contracts, and they're going to be there, and they're going to be the cornerstone of what the younger players become.
Final thing for you, as a young phenom power hitter. George Foster was a guy that hit 50 home runs when nobody was hitting 50 home runs. I think he was the last guy to do it for like 25 years. Was he good to you as a young power hitter, or was he not? Was he one of those veterans that didn't want to spend any time with the young guy?
Well, most of the veteran players when I came up didn't have a lot to say. The only one had a lot to say to me was Keith, because he knew he came over in a trade, and he spoke to his father, and his father told him they got a whole farm system. You need to stay there.
Got it.
And he made that decision to stay because his father told him they got some good young players. Strawberry's one of them. They got Gooden. They got Darling. They got this pitching staff. They got all these younger guys, Lenny, and guys that's going to be in the big leagues soon. And you guys are going to probably be a different franchise. And I just feel the same way about them now. You know, I just feel like it's going to take some time. But I think they're headed in the right direction with the younger players that they
have. Gotcha. I appreciate you checking in. We're just out of time. Don't be a stranger. Best to your family, and love you, pal. Thanks.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, Darryl.
Take care.
The great Darryl Strawberry checking in. There you go. Passionate about his New York Mets.
He is.
5 years from now, the Mets might be a World Series team. Got that going for us.
Look,
how about that?
I understand what he's saying. I do. And he might not be wrong. They might be, you know, the farm system has some talent in it. And they might be in the middle of the rebuild that we look back on years to come. But right now, the decisions that have been made were terrible. And I'm sorry, it's hard to look at the glass half full and saying they're going in the right direction. I think that's a little bit tough to say.
We got a skedaddle. Last stop of the Carton Show coming up. Then you got Yankee baseball, of course, on the fan. Nice job all around. Appreciate everyone. I know if you're on hold, we didn't get to you. That's completely on Big Mac. And he apologized.
Well, that's because Dallas Strawberry called in.
Who knew
Dallas? And that was sponsored by Untucked. Shirts designed to be worn untucked. Untucked.com.
I'm wearing one right now.
There you go.
Love Dallas Strawberry. Love the fact that he's watching us right now.
And love the fact that he's passionate about this Met team.
Yes. In St. Louis, probably at his church, if not at home, watching SNY. And thank you, SNY. We're no longer on SNY because it's 6 o'clock.